But from your perspective, there's a lot of pressure to go from writer to a telegenic talking head, if you will, to somebody who's sort of a cult hero on Monday Night Football. What's that been like for you?
Well, I don't think, you know, I don't think there's any pressure. I mean, you get opportunities because of what you've done in one field. Somebody in another field sees you. I mean, I'd be the last person to be described as telegenic in the United States of America. I mean, Brad Pitt and George Clooney are telegenic. I'm a fat, bald dope who's on television yodeling every once in a while. The PTI is great, and I love it, and it's easy to do, and it's fun to do. Every single day we do it. In just a few minutes, we'll start taping today's show. I'm in Seattle, and Will Bond is back in Washington, D.C. Monday Night Football is different. First of all, it's not a television show. It's a radio show. It's a three-hour game on radio, and occasionally there are pictures of the people who are doing the announcing, but very occasionally. I doubt that we're on screen. If that's a three-hour program, I doubt we're on screen for 5 minutes. You know, so you don't really necessarily have to be telegenic. It's harder than I thought. It's more time-consuming than I thought, and I'm worse at it than I thought. Other than that, it's anybody's guess.
But don't you feel, Tony, the pressure in the sense of having to have a quick analysis in the moment early in the game?
No, because that's not my job. I mean, I feel the pressure of the most difficult thing for me is getting in. It's not having something to say, it's getting in. I'm the third person, and I'm always going to be the third person unless they change the entire way the game is produced. I'm the third guy. So, I mean, occasionally I have nothing to say, and they look at me, and I just shrug my shoulders, and I have nothing to say. I think the people get in trouble. I think people get in trouble when they think they have to say something. There's a game going on. There's visual images on the screen. You don't have to talk all the time. It's the difference. I mean, ask guys that went from doing radio broadcasts of baseball to television broadcasts of baseball, and they really had to change because stuff was in front of them. I think most good ones talk about 30% less when they're doing television.
Tony, one of the things that has separated you and Wilbon, your moronic friend, as you would describe
him. Well, if he said that I had a big head, he's an imbecile.
No, I asked him if you'd gotten one. He said you hadn't. He said that you've been humbled by the intelligence, the preparation, the kind of work ethic that most of the players that you've come to know in the last few months in the NFL have.
I thought players were idiots. I mean, I think athletes are dopes, by and large. And in interviewing, because you have two production meetings. You have one Saturday with the home team. You have one Sunday with the visitors. And I grant you that if they bring in four or five players out of a full roster of 53, then maybe you're getting the smartest ones. But I've really, Nick, been impressed with the study habits of football players, with how much they have to know compared to other athletes in other sports. And I've changed my tune completely about them. I'm so impressed by how hard the work is to get on the football field. It's just much harder than basketball and much harder than baseball. What I mean by that is the homework and the sort of intellectual component of the game. It's just much harder.